be a good invention. Right. So how could you do that? There you go. There's your good project.
Like mousetrap?
A gliding shoe.
So
you get tired of walking, you just turn on, you just turn a switch on and you glide.
Okay.
Have you ever seen one before? Spencer. Don't you remember one of those things where you like where the trigger, the claws would come together? It had to be connected, right?
Because it's connected in the house. Because you see, it's on the wall, and all it's doing is it's pulling up the bigger one.
Right.
The bigger one is the one.
Right, I understand that.
It has to be connected on the wall. It doesn't have to be. It could be like tape or something.
A pole on the top of it. And then when something bang hits the pole, the cup goes click.
As you can see, students will need lots of time for planning and designing their Rube Goldberg device. The thinking part of their invention, it's always the hardest. You will need to follow their ideas closely and sprinkle in lots of suggestions. Seeing video of previous students' projects will really help too. Each student must turn in a sketch with an explanation before proceeding to their drawing on a large chart. I have found that most students can collect enough materials at home to actually build their invention on their own. Once in a while, though, I have to provide some batteries or gears or various other pieces that I have collected from previous donated projects. Of course, parental help is a given, but every project must have that signed assurance from their parents saying that their child actually did the device themselves.
This game is called Payday Express. Rolling the dice, I got two. So I go up two spaces, and say I get a six on my next one. I get on the jackpot, get a jackpot card, and you read what it says to do.
It's the main object used in my invention. It's the metal wire that doesn't wiggle around when you loops around the two switches. And the purpose was to help small children to reach light switches that are not easily accessible.
Welcome back to Games, Games, and More Games. Today on our show, we'll be using a new game called Lucky 7. As you can see, I click the spin button, and the computer will randomly select the number between 0 through 10. If it picks a 7 like that, then it'll display the image saying winner of the Lucky 7 game. Not a very exciting game, but it's great for beginner programmers.
And now, for the winner of this year's Invention Convention, Jesse Martinez and his Styrofoam car.